My grandfather founded a small welding and machine shop in 1937, just outside of Washington, D.C. in the Maryland suburbs. And I think early on, I just had this wonderful window on what it means to run a business, right? Not part of a business, but an entire business, a very, very small business. And I think it'd be an exaggeration, Tom, to say that is what set me on my path toward general management. But I think the seeds were really planted there in terms of everything that's required for a business to serve and succeed over time. I probably took a lot of different things from that experience, but one tangible thing that I still have is my grandfather's payroll register.
Tell us more.
And that's meaningful to me because when you go through it, you see names, you see dates, and you see the very modest amount of money my grandfather and my father were paying employees. But that's business, right? Those are real people, real income, supporting real families. And that's never been lost on me. But by the same token, at GE, when I talk about we need to make sure we make payroll, that's rarely in doubt. But there were times, I remember, particularly with my father, where we didn't make payroll. He didn't make payroll, right? So the idea of making sure you're always taking care of a customer, you're covering your costs, is something I always think about when I